Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAP Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you very much. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the world, all throughout the land, whatever mindset that you're in this evening, this morning, whatever time it is, wherever you are in this world. I pray that God is with you. I pray that you are allowing his son Jesus to be your savior and you are allowing his Holy Spirit to guide your path. All right. We got a serious show for you tonight. Welcome to Breaking Chains, a special assignment. Let's open up with prayer. Let's humble ourselves and go before the throne of God. Thank you, Lord. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come in the name of your son, Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, led of the Holy Spirit. We give you all honor, glory, and praise, Lord God, as we bow down before you, Lord God, and just give you thanks. Lord God, we thank you for yet another day, breath in our bodies, our eyes are open to see your beautiful creation. Lord God, we ask that you touch all of your children tonight, Lord God, all of your creation, Lord God. There's a lot of things going on chaotic in the land today, Lord God, and we ask that you heal the land, Father God. But I ask right now, Father God, that your Holy Spirit would touch the hearts of the people, Lord God, that they will hear your voice, Lord God, and we will humble ourselves and kneel before you and seek your face, Father God, and turn from our wicked ways and in humbleness, Lord God, so that you may heal our land, Lord God. But Father God, let your will be done, whatever that will is, it be done in the earth, in our lives personally, and whatever else that we're doing in our lives, Lord God. We ask that you touch this show tonight, Lord God, Breaking Chains, as you touch the ministries affiliated with it, Lord God, every ministry that is coming across these airways, Lord God. Touch it, guide us, and open our minds and our hearts to be your servants tonight. And let something we say or do, Father God, that touch their somebody's heart and minds out there tonight, Lord God, as we break chains. Father God, touch the sick and the shed in. Heal those that have lost loved ones, Father God. Comfort them and strengthen them, Lord God. We ask for our guardian angels tonight, Lord God, as we open our YAT radio to break chains. We ask all of this in the name of your mighty son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua, the HaMashiach. Amen, amen, amen. Everybody suit up. You know what time it is. Put on your full armor of God. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on. Are you ready? I don't know what you heard, but God got us. Let's go get it.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just like that, you understand? Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause these faith work if I love, yeah. And I love the fact that he's playing me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, it's surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear around like a necklace, yeah. God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like life camera action. With this jealousy and blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. I need everybody to get with it. All the walls beat and build time to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together. Like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound. Unbelieving but better. And what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference into everything.
to the metal. Some things, man, you gotta walk through it. So he slay me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. And that's the evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who said to sit the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. I'm on a mission with a message. No flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here. Yeah, I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand. And it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is. Yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Come to my faith, you can call me crazy, cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me, ain't got the truth on me, I got his glory. I see it now like the sun peeping through the clouds, arriving up over the horizon, cause it's my season. See it clear, that's my fear, now I'm here, and I got the heart of a lion, so give me roar.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show. We're getting cranked up now. Breaking Chains is a special assignment on this Monday evening. Pastor Rod flying out solo, man. I tell you, me and God got this thing right now. He got me. He got me. So we're going to press on. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hit these airways. As long as God put breath in my body, we're going to fly on, baby. Listen. When you hear that song right there, John 10 and 28 jumps into my spirit. And I want to read that to you because if you know that God got you, the scripture tells you that this is Jesus talking. And he says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And he says, I give them eternal life. They will never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. And then he says, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. So I'm doubly kept. Ooh, yes, he and the Father are one. Absolutely. Absolutely. But he had to leave his throne to come here in the flesh to actually be an example to show us how we're supposed to live. And look how far we've gotten away from that. Look how far we've allowed man's myth to take us away from the word of God. Look at how the world has penetrated into your souls, into your lives. And it has taken us into a whole different dimension of living, a whole different type of level of sinful living. Just take a look at our lives right now. Listen. It doesn't matter that you sitting there talking about he ain't talking to me. That's not my life. It's all right. You can be in denial all you want, but if you don't hold yourself accountable, don't worry about it. That's somebody you're gonna meet on that day that will hold you accountable. You hear what I'm saying? See. Listen. We're at a point in life today. Today, this very day, right here, you know, on this 24th day of May in 2021, we at this particular day right here, we at a point in life where we are cruel, we are hateful, we don't show love, we don't show respect, and then for those, listen, for those that are striving every day to be upright and righteous before the Lord, God bless you. Continue on with that righteous living and continue to feed God's sheep, because you're a disciple of the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? And you have to feed the sheep, because sheep always stray away and wander off. Their remembrance is not always good. Their sense of direction is not always good. They love to turn off their godly GPS and do their own thing, as if he's not everywhere at the same time, seeing all things, knowing all things, knowing that you were going to make that move. So he still kept an eye on us, even in our stubbornness, our ungratefulness, our disobedience. He's still doing what he said he was going to do, that he would never leave nor forsake us, that he would be everywhere that we go. But we're allowing things to go on around us that are affecting our children's children. And you're sitting back saying ain't got nothing to do with me. Ain't affecting my family. It's affecting everybody's family walking on this earth. And we don't, and here's the sad part about it. We don't even want to talk about it. We don't want to talk about it. Listen, we've gotten to a place where we have believed what the world has told us and shown us, that we don't even want to believe God's word anymore, because it's not the same way that the world puts it out there to you. And the thing about it is that we're the ones that's allowing it. So tonight, my question tonight is what are you going to do about it? You know what I'm saying? That's my assignment tonight, is to have this discussion with you, which I'm going to do every night. How is it that we call ourselves, listen, we come on here every day, at least every day except maybe Saturday, but we're on the prayer line doing prayer in the mornings, right? So we consider ourselves, you know what I'm saying, continuing workers in the vineyard of the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? And we are excited to be servants of the Lord. We are excited to bow down to him and to humble ourselves before him, yet still sinners. You know what I'm saying? Not perfect men or women at all. You know what I'm saying? Still flawed, striving every day to get cleaned up. But we know to ask on the Lord to come in and help us with this process. You understand what I'm saying? When situations come at us, we know we got to take a deep breath and call on the name of Jesus. When the devil tries to set traps or push you to a certain point or do certain things that'll try to pull you out of your character. I deal with that when I'm going out, when I leave my house, I deal with that. You know, people that just try to push your buttons just because they know your past and they think you're still there. They don't want to believe that God can change you because they don't want to be changed. How about that? So they blame you. They blame you. And you shouldn't be ashamed to acknowledge the fact, you know what I'm saying? Stop acting like Peter when he denied Christ. Stop denying him. Stop running and hiding because you serve him, because you love him. You obviously don't really love him if you ducking and hiding and denying him. What are you afraid of? Listen, if we stand up and acknowledge the fact that we serve the Lord, maybe somebody will see you serving the Lord and want to inquire about how they can serve him. There's a life change. There's some chains broken right there. So what are we going to do about it? You know what I'm saying? You know? What? So, you know, Pastor Joseph has just joined. I want to bring him on. You know, Good evening, sir. God bless you. My question tonight is, with everything that's going on, and I want to get deep into some specifics. There's a lot going on around us, and when you look at scripture, you hear God tells us in 2 Peter, when he says to us in 2 Peter, and he we go over to write it down, 2 Peter chapter 1, and we go down to verse 3, and he lets us know that his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through him, that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature. So we're at a place now, what are we going to actually do about all of this evil that's going on? Do we confront the evil, or do we just be quiet? God bless you, Pastor. Good evening. Break chains on that.
Amen. Thank you all. Thank God for everybody. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord, everybody. I truly give honor to God. Still at work, but yes, sir. I love how you said we got to believe God's word. We got to believe God's word in. And the number one way to do that, we have to make time, you know, to get the word of God in our heart by literally just telling ourselves, you know, I don't have time for TV today. I don't have time for the pleasures of this world. I don't have time for Facebook. I don't have time for online shopping. But give God our first fruit, and that is giving God our best. You know, just making time. It is so important. Reading the word of, you know, reading the word of God, I think it just been so just said so much, but we actually just speaking God's promises, and I think that is just, it's important not to get too familiar with it, but just speaking and reciting the God's promises is so important for our life, and we're going to live a successful life in Christ. You know, we must speak the promises of God over our life. They are promises. They will not fail. And write the word of God down. You know, get out a highlighter. You know, get out a pen. Get out a piece of paper. And, you know, just be serious about the word of God. And it'll get into our hearts. Just even 10 minutes a day. You know, like Paul, he said, I beseech you, brothers and sisters. You know, I beg people just take out 10 minutes a day, even more, 20 minutes. You know, that tiny amount of time, it makes a bigger benefit, you know, in our life with the word of God. It's so much distractions going on, and there's so many other things we could do. We could sing the word of God. You know, it's a little girl in daycare. My sister, a teacher in daycare. And she's telling me how she get on the little girl for singing worldly songs. And the little girl is like 3 years old. And she constantly tell her, stop singing that song. Stop singing that song. But her mind being programmed already now with this paradigm of this world to sing worldly songs. And it's really shaping our mindset, which way to go. But singing the word of God is so important. You know, straight from the scriptures is powerful. Once we get in it ourselves and sing straight from the scriptures, It's a beautiful thing, and things that will happen. And there's just so much more, just thinking that these good things, you know, just listening to the word, all that is very, very good. Thank you, Pastor, so much. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. You know, I like that because, you know what I'm saying, we have to get out there and express you know, we're supposed to get into our private places, spend time with the Lord, and but you know, we have to also encourage, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, we have to pass that on. We got to share that fruit. Because a lot of things are going on around us, and a lot of things were already written that were supposed to happen. They're supposed to happen. And the thing about it is that things are moving faster and in a certain kind of dark way because of man. And I was sent this video today, and I watched it earlier, And when I watched the video, it was, I can't think of the man's name, but he was talking about the things that, you know, that they were that they have planned to do based on the New World Order. But it also is based on the 2030 agenda that I've been talking about too, the depopulation and everything. But you know what I'm saying? People don't want you to talk about that because it puts a fear in people's heart. But the thing about it is that if we study the Word of God, especially if we read the book of Revelation, and get a clear understanding, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you need to get one of the New Standard Versions, New King James Version, something that breaks it down to understand it. And then most importantly, get your commentary so you can understand the Word of God. If you can't, if you don't have a teacher that's capable of explaining the Word of God to you properly, because, you know, Christ told us, you know, it's been written all throughout the Word about the false prophets being in the world, and a lot of them out there for their own personal gain. And my question tonight is, what are you going to do about it? Is because too much is going on and we're not saying much about it. We're not doing much about it. And we have this attitude as if, you know what I'm saying, it's not affecting me, it's not affecting my family, as long as they don't bother my family. And then we get arrogant with it. You know what I'm saying? But where's the brotherly love? You know what I'm saying? Where's the love for your brothers and sisters? You know what I'm saying? Where's your love for mankind? You know what I'm saying? I'm not supposed to love you because your skin lighter than mine, or you call yourself white or Caucasian or whatever you want to call yourself, European, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You don't like me because of the color of my skin, because I'm a strong black man that, you know what I'm saying, loves God and stand up for what's right and go speak out for what's wrong, even if I'm involved in it. You know what I'm saying? It's about accountability. And the thing about it is my question is, what are you going to do about it? Because aren't you tired of being pushed around? Aren't you tired of being used? Aren't you tired of being lied to? Aren't you tired of being kept in the dark? You know what I'm saying? When are we gonna stand up and say something? You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. I'm carrying over from what went on Thursday, because it's at a point where, when are you gonna say enough is enough? What is your breaking point? What is your breaking point? Seriously. Do you not do anything but just always say we just gonna pray and we don't do nothing? Don't you know that faith without works is dead? But you know, I got to go back to this, is that in 2 Peter 1, God says this. He says, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue. And knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. And it says, for if these qualities are yours, listen, and increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then it goes on to say, for whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. So therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it goes on to get more and more powerful. And we need to go and study that and read that, because you got to understand what are the qualities of the people that are teaching you or informing you or counseling you or preaching to you or leading you, however the case may be. Stop sitting back on your hands and doing nothing when you see seeing things going wrong. from God's house, because that's still God's house. If listen, it's God's house if it is led by the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ is the cornerstone and the foundation of it. That's the only way it's God's house. Because, listen, Jesus told you, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets to the Father without going through him. I don't care what nobody say. That's what I believe. That's what we believe here at Breaking Chains. So, I see Elder Melvin has joined us, and let's get him on the line. And hey man, let's enjoy this show tonight, because we got to get into action. We got to show some action, and it's time. God bless you, Elder. Good evening. Welcome to the show. What are we going to do about all this, Elder? Let's talk about it. Break chains.
Well, good evening, everybody in Radio Land, and to the Honorable Pastor Will.
God bless you.
I take each day, and I mean, you have to observe what's going on around you before you can address it. I hope
Amen.
I said that right.
Amen.
I'm outside. I'm walking down the sidewalk. And I just look at people and watch what they do. Watch what they are concerned with. Look at their surroundings. So many times, you don't even know what your surroundings are. Everything has to be brought to your attention before people that's in the field that like we are as leaders can do anything. We have to let them know how to, what is going on around you. I'm going to be honest with you. I talk with a lot of people. I'm walking down my sidewalk right now. I'm not sitting up in the house. I've got to get out here, and I've got to say, faith without work, it is dead. I couldn't do nothing up in the house. So I get out here right in my community, and I talk with the people. That's what I'm trying to tell you. People just do not have the knowledge of the secular world or the spiritual world. Mm-hmm. They just don't know. With all these things that has happened to get our attention, we just about to forgot about the coronavirus just that quick. What is it going to take for you people? I don't say for me, because I heard prophecy once. I know this ain't me. I'm out of that. I'm out of that too. I watch it, everything. But when it hit close to home, that was gets our attention. What I'm trying to show you, it doesn't have, you do not have to not have peace. You do not have to have pain. That's what the skin or water friend we have in Jesus said. And it say it is all, A-L-L, because you wasn't obedient. Think about it. Why? I can't be obedient to something that I don't even know what's going on, Pastor, believe it or not. Most people just don't know what's going on right behind, right around them. So what I looked at when I talked to my dad, Mel, you got to bring to them what they are standing in. What you mean? Let them know what's going on around them. Because some people, Pastor, life is so good to them. That's their God. I don't too much want to instill fear in you. But my dad is the type of dad, if you're hearing the truth and you don't look at it or take heed to it, man, this guy ain't nothing nice. I know what it feels to be under wrath. Oh, my daddy, it's not nothing nice. No matter what you do, you can't get out of it. He big, he don't let you out. And all he wants first is your attention. Once he gets your attention, then something can be done. Pastor, I'm going to tell the truth. I'd like to hear you elaborate on that. What can we do to get these rascals' attention, or what's going on around them? Tell you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Elder. You know, for one, it takes, you remember the old saying, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes all of us. See, we're the church. We have a problem with unity right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we
yes.
have a problem with love right now. You know what I'm saying? Because let me put my disclaimer out, because it's not to be disrespectful or anything, not trying to tear anyone down, but it's about facing the truth. We got to stop running from the truth. Okay? So here it is right here. A lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people, and not enough people, let me say it that way, are expressing the love that needs to be expressed as God, as act of us, to have brotherly love with each other. If Christ is telling us that my sheep know my voice, you know what I'm saying? He know us and we follow him. And he says that he give us eternal life. We'll never perish. And no one can snatch us out of his hands, nor his father's hands. So if we truly know that, and we truly believe that, we should have a certain excitement in our life constantly that makes people want to ask you, what's going on? Why are you just always like that? Because see, you know what I'm saying? It's something, because a lot of people don't hit the streets like we were asked to do in the Word. We were given the Great Commission. And until we get back out here and start evangelizing seriously from the heart, showing love to everybody, to mankind, no matter what.
Come on, dog.
You know, listen, and here's the biggest problem. Whether anybody want to agree with me or not, that's on you. Our biggest problem goes back to the Old Testament, our first teachings in 2 Chronicles 7:14. When God told me, when he says to all of us, if my people who are called by my name,
yep.
He's talking to us, the church. That's who he's talking to. He told us
That's
to
it.
Humble ourselves and pray.
That's one, two.
Humble ourselves and pray. Then he told us to seek his face. We got to stop seeking after money. We got to stop seeking after the worldly things. We got to stop seeking after the lights, cameras, action. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we got to seek his face. We got to be looking for him, because he see us. Mm. And then we got to turn from our wicked ways.
Number four. That's it, doctor.
We don't want to turn from our wicked ways. Listen.
Enjoy.
We want to get in each other's face and smile. And, oh, it's so good to see your brother. Hey, sister and all this. And then as soon as they turn their back, man, you mumbling about them. How those two go together? Like I said to you Thursday, y'all heard me put it out there. Here's a platform that's open to the whole world. Long as you coming on here bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's open to everybody.
That's it.
How many people come on here and support us every night? And everybody know about it. So they tell us we too radical. We too harsh. We too blunt. We don't have no meekness. We don't have no long suffering. Really? You don't know where God bought me from. You don't know the darkness these pastors have been through.
Mm.
They trying to keep you from falling down in that same dark hole.
So much better not to go through it. Come on, Doc. Peace, boy.
We standing in the gap for you. We see the gap, and you don't even see it. We stand right there in it for you so you can get past it. Do you know how many of God's children are down here to protect you? Because we covered in the blood and you not, but you seeking it? We're intercessors. We're servants of the Lord. Listen, we do more complaining and mumbling and grumbling and whining. That's what happened to the children of Israel. A two-week journey turned into a 40-year trip. and you wondering why you could your life keep going in circles.
Oh, round and round.
You
no
know,
end with a circle.
No end in sight. Because you want to do it your way. You don't want God to have control. And listen, if Jesus can surrender his will and his all, who are you? Who are you? You don't really have a choice in it for real, because God's will is going to be done. He gives you free will, but his will be done now.
Sooner or later.
It's coming.
Sure it is.
So
whether you like it or not.
Period. So why not just take the road and get on board with him now, so you won't have to go through all of that. Just surrender your all to him now. You know what I'm saying? You like Pastor Kemp told us Thursday night, you know what, devil, I changed my mind. You know, devil, I changed my mind.
I got to write that down, Doc.
You know, devil,
a good sermon.
I changed my mind. I ain't running with you no more. I'm through with you. Cutting you off. You got to let him know. But you got to be serious with that thing and then fall on your face and repent of the Lord of that and walk away from it. You can have life so much better.
Oh, it is. Stop
letting man just confuse you about that. You know, we got some more people on the line. We're going to bring them on. Go ahead, Elder.
When I brought my niece to you guys, I don't know whether she's listening, but Pastor, oh, man, just to look at her. And admitting what she was wrong at. That's one thing that really helped her, because she admitted, Uncle Mel, I was wrong. But let me tell you something. She couldn't see that she was wrong until I put her in Galatians. Same thing I tell all of you, all the people out there. She went in Galatians. She started asking me questions. And then on top of that, I took her to church with me and Pastor Gil. I took her to church, and the lady that preached, to her, Pastor. That whole summer was to her. She come back to me and say, it was the second time. I was just messed up. So what I did after that, I talked with the minister, and this was a lady. It's only so far that I can go with ladies. So I talked with her and said, will you take my niece up under your wing? She said, yes, I will. And she didn't talk to her. But what I'm trying to get to ministers to see as leaders, they didn't come knock to my door. I went out. I'm not trying to get no brownie points. I don't care what you say about me. I don't need your money. I don't need your amen. I don't need none of that. But I did what Christ say do. My dad said, go. And I went. And thus far, my niece, she accepted Christ. And it's just a matter of hours, Pastor. She feels, she's looking at life totally different. Now, don't get me wrong. Them circumstances are still there. So I let her know, you planted some seeds. Them seeds coming up. But while they are coming up, now start planting good seeds. Now, when all them old seeds come up and get out the way, you're going to have your new fruit coming. That take patience, darling. Take patience. So what I did, I just got up off my circuit ducker and went and looked for somebody to help. That's what we got to do. God didn't give us all this knowledge and let us go through all of this foolish stuff we went through and came back home. You think that was an accident? You think you did that, all them drugs and stuff, after running the street? All of us could have been killed. He thought fit bring us back to take this experience that we got and give it to somebody else who is out there. Possibly they will come in. Somebody else who ain't out there, hopefully they will never go there. The job Amen. Is not easy. You know something, Pastor? I love it. It ain't taking nothing off my back. I feel good about my niece. I feel good about talking with other people. And I'm like this. When you really go out and obey Christ ministers, he don't work with that person. But you plant the seed. I just want to throw that in about this. She's coming along well, and she told me to tell all you guys how she appreciates you so much. Let me ask this, Nikita, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring her on. She's standing by. I'm gonna bring her on.
She's here. Okay, thank you, Pastor. Yes. You got it.
Yeah, I got it. I'm gonna bring her on. I'm gonna let her come on in a few minutes.
Okay.
God bless you for that, Elder. Thank you. Need to bring another pastor on. I see he's hanging on, so it's gonna be good to hear his voice. Because here's somebody right here that I know for a fact that he's out there in the highways, in the byways, setting up on the corner blocks, going to the neighborhoods.
Come on,
and bringing the word of God. He's setting up his speakers, his microphone, and he got his signs, and he's out there. He's out there constantly because I see him posting and see him going live, and we bless God for this man of God. Pastor James, I know that you're here. I'd like to bring you on, sir, because I know that you can't stay on long because you have to get up early. So God bless you, sir. Good evening. Glad to have you here. Pastor, we're talking about what are we going to do about everything that's going on around us as children of God. Speak to him, Pastor. Break chains.
Good evening, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you guys, man. I thank God for allowing me to be on tonight. For me, just like you said earlier in your disclaimer, you know, it is what it is. You know, we got to tell the people the truth. And we just got to get out on the hedges and highways. That's the Great Commission that God has gave all of his people. You know, we are the church. We are the organism. We are the body of Christ. It is not the brick and mortar that makes up the church. It's the human organism that makes the church. And we should be outside, amen, on the street corner, telling everybody about the goodness of God, telling everybody about the wages of sin. Because this is my thing. If it's more of us warning the world of the tribulation that comes with sin, guns will be put down, crime rate will go down, prostitution will cease.
Come on,
you get what I'm saying? Because the word simply says to me, and I read the gospel. The Bible says that Christ has already defeated the powers of sin. The word says that we're no longer slaves to sin. So if we're no longer slaves to sin, Christ has destroyed the powers and the work of the enemy. Why are we still, waddling in sin? Why are we giving sin power? Hallelujah. See, it's not just the one act of sin. It's the continuation in that sin that causes us to be sinners.
That's it. Living in it.
So if we could tell the young people, like, listen, that thing you sitting in, that thing that you're waddling in, that thing that is causing you to feel defeated, you're not defeated. Jesus has already done that. Your faith got to be in his works. And I think for me, that is what God has given me to empower his people that is sitting in darkness. Because one scripture came to me as we was talking, 2 Corinthians 4:4. He says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. And that's the whole point. Their minds are filled with darkness. They cannot comprehend the truth of the gospel because most of us, glory be God, we take the revelations that God gives us and we run in the house. Jesus said these words. He says, a light that has a candle is no good with a bushel on top. That candle should be out on the hilltop. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is the reason why I thank God for giving me the desire to do what I do. And I've been praying and asking the Father. I said, God, I said, where are the laborers? I said, because you have already told us. See, God's word, the Bible says that his word cannot be broken. Hallelujah. And if his word is adamant, if he said so, it is so. So it's like, God, where are the laborers? Where are those that you have called out of darkness into the marvelous light? Where are the disciples? Where are the witnesses? Amen. And I'm like, God, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? And I'm crying and asking God, where are they? I mean, in my region, where I'm from, Pastor Kemp, I'm from Jackson, Alabama. And there's a lot of people that has the title evangelist, that has the title as ministers and pastors and apostles, but no one is out in the hedges and highways. And where Paul tells Timothy, a young preacher, fervent in the Lord, he says, now listen, do the work of an evangelist to make full proof of your ministry. I don't see that. And I'm asking God what is going on, because you promised us a harvest. The harvest cannot be gathered in the church. I believe the next great revival is going to be in the marketplace, in the streets. Glory be to God. Amen. You know, I've been going to the local Walmarts. Amen. In my region, I've been going even hours away outside of where I live, Pastor Kemp and Brother Ron, like up in Linden, Alabama, Sweetwater, Alabama, Marengo County. I've been all in these areas preaching the gospel. Amen. Compelling God's people. And the souls are hungry for God. Matter of fact, I'm gonna let you guys go because I got prayer at 8 o'clock with our street team. Listen, I was in Mobile. Matter of fact, Sunday, Pastor Run, I was in Mobile, right there on Pritchard Lane, and I was out there for about an hour. Glory be God, just being obedient. I had three people come up. One man, he had his whiskey bottle. He threw his whiskey bottle out the window and said, enough is enough. Glory be to God. Because of the preaching of the gospel.
Yes, Lord.
And I said, God, I'm just, you know, y'all just continue to pray for me as continue to go out and do what God say do. And I'm asking the Lord that he would send more laborers out, because God says something. He said the persistence of laboring prepares us for the gathering of the harvest of souls.
Yes, Lord.
That's what the word God gave me.
Amen.
He said the persistence of laboring prepares us for the gathering of the harvest of souls. Amen. If we're not going out, I don't care if you're going on your front porch and you got your loudspeaker and you just talking with your own voice and just declaring things in the atmosphere, God's word say it will accomplish what it set out to accomplish. We don't have faith. Our faith is not in God's word. Our faith is in what we do. It's not in what God says that it does. You know, but I just bless the Lord for this broadcast. I thank God he allowed me to come on to hear passion in your heart, Brother Ron, to hear the passion in Brother Kemp's. Amen. I just thank God for you guys. Amen. Because it is necessary that we be out. Amen. And about, because our young men is killing one another. They don't understand that they're kings. Amen. In a kingdom. We are a king in a kingdom. The Bible says, correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Ron, in Revelation, it says through the blood of the Lamb, we have been made kings and priests. Through the blood of the Lamb, we have become kings and priests. I said, my God, that means I can declare some things in the earth realm. Amen. As it says in Job, if we will declare a thing, it shall be established in the earth, and God shall shine upon it. So I have a covenant right now because I am an ambassador of Christ. I'm a joint heir to the promises of God.
Come on, man.
So now we can make havoc. Glory be God in the lions' dens in these communities, and that's what I've been doing. I've just been speaking positive, amen. Decrees, amen, in the atmosphere, and just waiting on God to manifest. But God is pouring out His Spirit, but it's just the persistence of laboring that we're missing right now. If that would help us out in what you're asking me, it's the persistence of the laboring that we're missing. Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's
and
good.
Like you said, where is everybody at? Where's the unity? Where's the love? Hey, man, where's the unity and where's the love? And it's, we don't have it. The Bible says in the last days, the love of many will wax cold. And he ain't talking about the sinners. He talking about the church, the saints. Because the Bible says Satan comes to wear out the saints. And he wearing them out.
Wearing them out
because they don't know how to fight. They don't know how to fight on their knees.
They don't teach.
My God.
They don't know how to fight. And we fight with God's word because we have covenant right in the earth realm. To speak, we have power in our voices. And this is why we need to be out open air preaching. We need to be out opening air preaching. Brother Run, I want us to do something in Mobile, brother. Just let me know when you're ready.
Hey, I'm ready. Let's get together. We're going to get together. We're going to get together.
I'm talking about right there on Pritchard Lane. Right there where I was at Sunday, and this mother, she came, she had her son. He has been strung out on, I guess, that spice. He didn't know where he was at, and I had him to confess that he had enough. Enough is enough. And I had him to scream out, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And I laid hands on him, and I declared and decreed that those spirits be released in Jesus' name. And I believe God's word that it's gonna work. Glory be to God. I believe God's word is gonna work in that man's life. Glory be to God. And his mother began to cry out right there. She said, "Enough is enough." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is what we gotta let people know. You gotta get sick and tired. Like, glory be to God, you got me wanna preach now. But just like the young man in the pigsty, he had enough. Is enough. It's greater in my Father's house. And this is what people got to understand. It's greater in the kingdom of Christ than this world. My God.
Amen.
Hey, Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. When are we going to get tired of the world whooping us, beating us, abusing us? Stripping us of our covenant, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm mad about right there, Brother Ron. That's what I'm mad about.
We are allowing the world, sir. Mm-mm.
Allowed the world to strip us from our covenant right. What Jesus tells the woman that was bound for 18 years, he said, daughter of Abraham. That was her covenant right to walk in a manifestation of healing. That was her right.
Amen.
And when we realize that we are king and priest of the Most High, we have a covenant right in this earth realm to obtain everything that we need.
Come on. That's true. That's God's word.
But the scriptures say, he said, in whom the God of this world has blinded the mind. They can't even think right. We're not thinking like kings and priests. We're thinking like pawns.
My God. We're going to continue to break chains. We're going to continue to confront the enemy. We're going to continue to lift those up in prayer. And we're going to continue to press forward. You understand? We're going to keep marching on. You know, we ain't going to stop. We're going to let the enemy know that we present and accounted for by the blood of Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about. We blowing
simple
the trumpet of Zion. Oh,
there
you go.
You know, you know, that blood-stained banner flies over us everywhere we go. We swing that instead of the flag. That's our flag. So we good.
He said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death? I shall
fear no evil. No evil.
Because
I know he with me.
Yes, sir.
God got me.
Yes, he does.
He said, can't nothing plug me out of his hand. So I'm good.
Come on, bro. He confirmed that. He said, Father, though you have placed in my hand, I have lost none.
I ain't going nowhere.
No, sir.
Listen, Pastor. We get ready to go across the top of the hour. And this is what we talk about every week. This is the thing, Pastor. Here is your protection. He said that he will put a hedge of protection around you, right?
Yes, sir.
He says that he gives you guardian angels. He tells you that you got the full armor of God.
And then he covered you in the blood of Jesus. Then Jesus told you that, guess what? Mm. Upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it. So if I got all that kind of protection, you know what, Pastor? Let me tell you something. Yeah. If I got all that kind of protection, it's easier for you to get to the President of the United States than it is for you to get to me.
Come on, sir. Hello, somebody.
And see, nobody like for you to say something like that, but it's easier for you to go and try to get to him than me, because I'm covered. I'm covered. I'm protected. Listen, God told me that no matter what man do to my physical body, ain't nothing he can do.
Yes, sir. Nothing my soul.
Nothing.
Can't touch my soul.
Mm. You can't touch
Glory.
It. Can't and touch. It belongs to God. It's going back to him. So I'm good.
Yes, sir.
I'm good. I got the best insurance policy ever existed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God. So we go. That's how we gonna leave that, just like that. You know,
it is like
you said when you came on. You said it is what it is.
It is what it is, man. Yes, sir.
It is what
Hallelujah.
It is.
Like it MC is Hammer said, can't touch it.
You can't touch it.
My God.
You know, no can't matter what.
No matter what. The word is what the word says. So
that's right.
It can't be undone. Yes,
it can't be undone. No, nothing.
So, you know, yes, sir.
For those out there listening, just know that, you know, as long as you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you got all the protection you ever need. And you got to listen. Stop just talking about it. I'm going to say it with my mouth and you don't believe it in your heart because you ain't protected now. Let me say that to you directly now. So you understand that there are pastors on here to confirm this. If it ain't in your heart, it don't mean nothing. It ain't even real. You can call that name all you want, but if you ain't calling from your heart, he don't even hear you.
Come on, sir. Glory.
I'm just telling you, it's got to come from your heart. It's got to come from your heart.
In the heart.
From in the heart.
He said only pure in heart.
Pure in, you know, you got to serve him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Period.
Amen.
There's no other way.
Brother Ron, I love you guys, man.
God bless you, Pastor. We're praying for you and the street team, and we're right there in the spirit with you in your prayers tonight. And God bless you. Much love to you and the family. And we'll get together real soon. Thank you for coming on, Pastor James. God bless you, sir.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Pastor Kemp. God bless you. Love you, man.
God bless you. Love you, too. God bless. All right, everybody. We're about to come across the top of the hour. We come back. Denise on the line. We're going to bring her on, Elder Melvin's niece is on, our new adopted niece. She's going to come on and talk to us. What a blessed Pastor Joseph is here tonight. God bless him. Elder Melvin is here, and I'm Pastor Rod. We're coming across the top of the hour. We'll be right back. Tonight's show is being sponsored by the Williams Group and Jadari Enterprises. 858-357-9137 is YAT Radio Breaking Chains.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just
know what
like
you
that,
heard,
you understand?
But God got me.
Hey.
Gotta get it out the mud, so ain't got-
man, cause see faith working by love. Yeah. And I love the fact that he's saved me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on this direction, and surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear it round like a necklace. Yeah. God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me, and it's going down like lights, camera, action. But this jealousy and blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. I need everybody to get with it. All the walls we done built, time to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together. Like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound. Unbelieving but better. And what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference. And to everybody that listening, you need to do your own part of bitching and stop looking off from a distance. Stop the talking, let's do this. Looking around like what's the next move here. Just follow me and I'm gone, boy. Some things, man, you gotta walk through it. So he slay me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. So that's the evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. Fear, but still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the case on, but I know the advocate who's represent the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. No flesh here, you can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah, I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand. And it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building is in the heart where the church is, yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it, cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the juice on me, I got his glory.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains, a special assignment. Pastor Rod, what's going on with you? I'm asking a question tonight. What are you going to do about it? Everything that's going on around us, you know, Elder Melvin said something very powerful. A lot of you just don't know. And I have no sympathy for you, you know what I'm saying, for that. That you don't know, I may have just some slight empathy for you, but no sympathy. I don't feel sorry for you at all because, you know what I'm saying, you on Facebook, you on Twitter, you on Instagram, you Facebooking live, you doing all kind of things, but you can't pick up the word of God. You can't do no research on who you are, whose you are, you know what I'm saying, who you belong to, how you got here. If you ain't taking time to find all that out, I have no sympathies for you now. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you got some kind of mental capabilities that are a little low, you know what I'm saying, anything like that, you know what I'm saying, you know, my prayers are with you. But if you just out here wilding and just saying, man, ain't got nothing to do, man, I don't care about that, man, I'm praying for you. You know what I'm saying? I love you. I'm loving you from a distance, but I love you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to continually pray for all of my brothers and sisters. Elder Melvin say something very powerful every night. And we start saying this when he got on the show. You know what I'm saying? It's something that everybody on the air believes in. Listen, every last one of us are brothers and sisters because God created all of us. The scripture says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, right? So that means that everything on the earth belongs to the Lord. If he created us, that made us brothers and sisters. We may not all be brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, though. Okay? There's the difference right there. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all are children of Satan. I don't affiliate with that. You know, I serve the Lord God who created the heavens and the earth, who even created Satan, oh evil self. You know what I'm saying? He turned against God. So I want to step into the second hour before we kick off our two-minute warning. I want to give our sister that's hanging out with us tonight. She's been listening, and I wanted her to listen to these pastors for a minute. And I'm going to get back to my pastors, but I want to bring her on. Sister Marquita Adams, she's our new adopted niece, y'all. So we've taken her in, Elder Melvin's niece, and she said she had something she wanted to bring to the table tonight and talk. And so we opening up the microphone to her tonight. God bless you, sister. Good evening. Welcome to the show. The microphone is yours and the ears are open. Go ahead, break chain.
Good evening. I'm not going to be too long. I just have to adjust one point. I talk a lot of personal experiences. So one of my personal experiences that I was suffering from was my no faith that I have with God. I used to point blame on my mom, my dad, my grandma, my grandpa. But when I was 18, I had a thought in my head and said, you know what? I'm grown. I want to leave home. So I left home. But the point where I messed up at, I left home to go pay bills because I seen my mom paying bills. I left home to go get a job because I seen my mom had a job. But I never went to church or picked up the Bible. So it's like, I'm positive, but I never understood God's word. So when I say this, I have to understand that, Akita, don't matter how many times you change the outside, you have to work on the inside first. And that was my biggest problem. I used to always get rejected by friends, men. It don't matter. No, I used to say, like, what's wrong with me? Am I ugly? Is there something really wrong with me? Maybe I'm not thinking right. But it was never nothing wrong with me. I learned that, you know, you are unique. You can't, you know, you had different type of friends. You know, you went to the street. That wasn't for you. You went to, you just did a lot of things that wasn't you because you just wanted to fit in. And that was my biggest downfall. I just wanted to fit in instead of being different, being the person that I was in the inside. So, like I tell people, help people. And that goes a long way. See, when you see somebody doing something or saying something wrong, you just, you know, redirect them like you would redirect a child. You redirect them and say, no, why do you think like that? See, you can just perceive it this way. So, you know, somebody have a negative thought, but in your head you can think of it in a positive way. You say, change your way you perceive it sometimes. And I'm surrounded by a lot of negativity. So sometimes it rubs off on me where I get back with it instead of just letting it go and just let God, knowing that I won't kill a fly. I'm afraid of bugs. So I'm looking like, you know, I'm not a fighter, but sometimes when I just had enough, I get angry. And everybody has emotions. Everybody has feelings. But sometimes you have to learn how to control them. And that's what I'm working on, how to control my feelings and my emotions. Because I know I'm not an ugly person. I know I'm not mean. But sometimes people push some buttons where they, you know, they make you, they act that way. They change your character. And I tell myself, don't let nobody change your character. Keep that character. No matter what you go through, stay the same. If you know you're not doing all wrong, you know you're not hurting nobody, just be you. You don't have to. People change the outside image so much, but they forget to work on the inside, change the inside image. So that's why I want. That's why I hopefully you understand what I'm trying to say.
Amen. And I do.
That's right, wrong.
And I'm glad you shared that because that's so true. You know, that's so true. But you know, a lot of people don't like to right the wrongs. You know what I'm saying? You got to be honest. Look at the world we live in today. If people were right the wrongs, do you think that we'd be in this situation that we're in out here today?
No.
Okay.
No. Because it's a
absolutely
process of growing. Learn lessons and growing from them.
Absolutely. I do agree. And there's so much for us to learn. We all still have so much to learn. But we have
how old you are to never stop learning.
You never can stop learning. Absolutely the truth. Absolutely the truth. That's good. I'm glad you brought that up. So let's put something out there. It's time for us to kick off our 2-minute warning. And we're gonna have our sister be a part of this tonight. So we're gonna let everybody ask a question tonight and put a question on the table for the 2-minute warning. So everybody take a quick pause for a minute and get your questions together and know what you want to ask. Gonna take a quick break. And when we come back, I really wanna start with these questions. And everybody gets to ask a question, Sister Marquita. We call it the 2-minute warning, and everybody has 2 minutes to answer that question. So, you know, want you to get a question together, and everybody get prepared for it. It's time to get ready to kick off the 2-minute warning. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm finna blow somebody's mind when I play this one right here because they ain't expecting this one. But check this one out, y'all. This is our very own Pastor Joseph. Holy Boy Real is his stage name. Check this out, y'all. Right here on YAT Radio. Let's go get it.
Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We make it personal. Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. I'm feeling so radical. Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We keeping it spiritual. Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We making it personal. Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. I'm feeling so radical. Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We keeping it biblical. When I get it, I'm winning. And when I do get it, I get it, I'm feeling. Chilling and yelling and ripping and feeling and feeling the tight with me and me. Get them out to know what I really can do. When I really hold to when doing it true. Jesus Christ, I'ma live my life is paradise. For the profession, I got a confession. I do it for Charlie, got no super blessing. Damn, I don't want to, but won't pay attention. Deep inside is something missing. So I prophesy in Jesus' name right now. In order to get into heaven, you got to give your life to God. Holy Ghost Spirit, He's dwelling on you. He always is here. So what can I quit? I'm making it personal. Pray commission, yeah, I'm on the way. The Holy Ghost power. I want it. Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We make it personal. Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. I'm feeling so radical. Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We keeping it biblical. Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We making it personal. Holy Ghost. Hey, I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. I'm feeling so radical. Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. We keeping it biblical. I am a miracle, miracle, biblical.
political than the physical. Living life wonderful. Studying my Bible, biblical. Son of a money and a universe. I got the Holy Ghost. Feeling real good like every day. Holy Ghost power got me feeling like I got wings and I wanna fly away to heaven right now. But I can't gotta stay on earth and with it like a saint. Yeah, but I'm talking about money and I bank, yeah, I'm robbing and giving. Yeah, I got my treasure. Holy Ghost got me, I'm feeling so precious. Look at my eyes, you won't be tired, I'm standing. That's the way I'm doing. 1 6, I'm living and I'm claiming on the mission for Jesus, believing. We got that power, catching our demons. Never been a coward, as my preacher. Can we get our praise on? Cause we in the zone. And heaven's high, we won't turn down. Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost, we got the Holy Ghost, we make it personal, Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost, we got the Holy Ghost, I'm feeling so radical, Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost, we got the Holy Ghost, we keeping it biblical, Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost, we got the Holy Ghost, we making it personal, Holy Ghost. Hey, I got the Holy Ghost, we got the Holy Ghost, I'm feeling so radical, Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost, we got the Holy Ghost, we keeping it biblical.
Monday, Breaking Chains, the special assignment, 7 p.m. Central, a show to feature individuals, businesses, organizations, and ministries about what they're doing for the community. Tuesday, Breaking Chains History Talk with Dr. Levert Kemp, a show designed to learn about our history as a people. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Wednesday, Breaking Chains with the men and women of God, discussing the issues of our community and world events. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. Thursday, Breaking Chains with the men of valor, brotherhood, coming together to discuss issues that need to be addressed and confronted. Every Thursday, Breaking Chains, a talk show for the people to express themselves and let their voices be heard. Breaking Chains, call in and let your voice be heard at 858-357-9137 or live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, YAT Radio, or send us an email at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Young Adults Talk is Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you. Welcome back to the show. That's DJ Rodski, and that was Holy Boy Rio. That was Pastor Joseph there, y'all. Check that out. All right, welcome back to the show. It's time to kick off hour 2 in the morning. I guess everybody's ready, so let's get ready to open up these mics and kick it off. So we're going to start off with Sister Marquita. Do you have a question to put on the table tonight, ma'am, as we kick off our 2 minute warning? You are a special guest, so we're going to let the ladies first anyway. So what's your question you bring to the table tonight? Sister Adams?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. You have a question you bring to the table tonight?
Yeah, we can talk about physical and verbally hurt, like dealing with how verbally hurt can really belittle someone and bring their faith and, you know, their self-esteem down, and why, you know, dealing with some people around here that they're confused and they just have, they going through what they're going through because they're not understanding what they're going through, and how they, you know, I was once strong, but I became weak because I was always punched at verbally. So that's when my, you know, my weakness came in.
Okay. So your question is dealing with self-love.
We talk about self-love and what is self-love. Self-care, self-love. I like topics like that.
Okay, so your question tonight, like, what is self-care, self-love? All right, mm-hmm. Let's move on. Everybody ready? Let's take the gloves off. You got 2 minutes to answer that question. Going to start with you, Pastor Joseph. Come on with your answer, sir. You got 2 minutes, and your 2 minutes starts right now. Self-care, self-love. What is it? Your 2 minutes starts now, sir.
Hey. Amen. The number one thing, God bless everybody. Thank God for the young lady. She said something that really blessed me about fitting in. And I see so many young people, they try to fit in. They fit in with the world. And I just thought about my nieces and nephew. And so when I see them, oh, God be to God. So, young lady, I'm going to tell them, hey, don't fit in with the world, but fit in with God. But with self-love, you got to start your day out by telling yourself something positive. That's the number one key. When you wake up in the morning, you got to go at it. You know, I am blessed. I am beautiful. I am something special. You know, I can handle every situation that come at me today. You know, anything that come to me, I'm a smile. My smile is anointed. And I just encourage folks, start off in the morning just knocking the enemy out and, you know, knocking that low self-esteem out early in the morning, first thing in the morning. Seek the kingdom. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. All right. Elder Melvin, want to come to you about that self-love. Got 2 minutes, sir, to comment on that. Break James, go ahead.
Listen, my sister Makita, the first thing she was saying was about when people would say stuff to her negative. And that's why I talked with her many days about that. And people have to realize that the Bible says there is life and death in the power of the tongue. Also, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. We have to understand, God is not talking nothing physical. My dad is talking about spiritual. I called a girl her name over 20-some years ago, and today she'll tell me, say, well, when I think about that name, I die. Over 20-some years ago, come on, world, listen to what I'm saying. 20-some years ago, Makita went through that. She still goes through that because I know a little bit more about this story. But Makita, I don't care what nobody calls you. My daddy said, you are mine. You are peculiar. You think they call you name then? Wait. Keep on doing this job. You're going to get called everything but a child of God. But that don't matter. That means they are paying attention to you, little girl. They want to talk. Give them something to talk about, which is good. Some later Satan is going to leave because he say he's going to see he is not moving you. He'll come back at a later time, but each time he come, you get strength. So whatever they call you or whatever they say negative, I'm good at it. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. My comment on that is, you know, when it's something because as I grew up, I went through a lot of verbal abuse, and I had a lot of bullying that took place in my life. And one thing about it is that when you hear a lot of negativity coming into your ear sockets, it's feeding into your soul, and you lose your self-esteem. It's gone. You become dark. You become cold. You become locked away into a world of your own. And the thing about it is that, and I'm saying this to your sister because I want you to hear a part of this testimony, because when you find yourself in that dark area, we have to, at a certain point, we don't know, but then we have to want to know how to come out of it. We got to want to say, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't like being here anymore. What do I need to do? Listen, trying to kill myself didn't work. If you hear what I'm saying to you, it didn't work.
Boy,
I'm still here. You understand what I'm saying? Trying to overdose on dope didn't work. I'm cured of it. I ain't on it no more. Listen to what I'm saying. Trying to do things to harm yourself didn't work. So when you stop doing that and you stop reaching out and you go to people that you think supposed to love you, but they say it,
man,
but they don't show it. So you have to get to a place where you got to just tell God, you know what? I've had enough of that. You know, and you got to wash your hands of some situations. You got to dust off your feet like Jesus did, and that was his family. And you got to keep it moving because you have to decide that, guess what? My life is more important to God. He got me breathing than man.
So if God cares
enough about you to put breath in your body to wake you up, that's enough to keep on fighting. And here's the funny part about the fight. You ain't got to do nothing but put your dress on or however you casually dress and walk to the ring with your hands already up while your enemy's standing in there talking about how in the world they walking in here already got their hands up and ain't dressed for the fight because Jesus won for you. It's already taken care of. The fight has been fixed. It's been fixed for you. So you got to be able to let the Lord lead you and understand who he is. Once you understand who he is, then you will know who you are. Because you were made in his image and after his likeness. Once you understand that, then you will know who you are. Then when you look in the mirror, you won't forget who you were when you walked away. When you come back, you will still remember you. See, right now, we run from situations. It's time to face these things. It's time to call these spirits out. I know I threw a flag on myself 2 minutes ago. I apologize. But I just had to say that because the thing about it is that, listen. This is what God tells us in Luke 6. He say, judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shake it together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use it with will be measured back to you. So whatever you put out, that's what you're going to get back. That's it, baby. So if you keep putting out negativity into your life, negativity going to keep coming back to your life.
Yeah. Shake it off.
So you start thinking positive, speaking positive, then you'll start acting positive and living positive. And then everybody start loving themselves. See, you can't love me if you don't love you. It's impossible. It's impossible. God bless you. My God, listen. Pastor Joseph, throw your question out there, sir. Pastor Joseph. Don't know what happened to Pastor Joseph. Elder Melvin, can you throw your question out there, sir?
I got three words. The Bible says, be you not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let's look at conform. What that mean? Transform. What that mean? Renew. What that mean? Mind. What that mean? Anybody else want to go first? Or you want me to start this thing off, Elf?
You will start off your 2 minutes. Go ahead. Your 2 minutes start right now. Go ahead, sir.
All right, man. Conform means to take on whatever it is that you're surrounded by. Conform. I dare to say, be you not. Why do you say that? Okay. But then you come and you say, but. Got a conjunction there. Be ye transform. What does transform mean? Change. I'll let you keep it simple. Change. Don't conform to it, Melvin. Change. Renew. Take that old stuff, cut it all up, crucify it, circumcise it, whatever you want to do, and let it become new. Now, I know what I'm going to do all this, Daddy. You're mine. That's exactly what you mean. It starts with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you often, my daddy's not going to do nothing till you get up off of your shucky ducky. And the thing I love about it, he give you explicit, clear instruction how to do it. It's totally up to you. Thank you, guys.
Amen. Amen. So what we're going to be talking about, what does it mean to you about scripture? Saying, do not be conformed to this world, but by the renewing of your mind. Do they really know what that means? You know what I'm saying? So let's throw the microphone over to Sister Marquita. You go first. Your 2 minutes starts now. You want to respond to that, ma'am?
Not really. I'm a beginner when it comes to the scriptures.
Okay. I'm glad. Enjoy these 2 minutes. They be fun too. you go get in there. All right. Pastor Joseph, glad to have you back. I see we lost you there for a minute. Comment on
that. Sit on line.
Pastor Joseph.
Yes, sir.
Do not be conformed to this world, but by the renewing of our mind. That scripture there, break it down. What does it mean to you? And so people can understand it out there. You got 2 minutes. Go ahead, sir.
Are we losing everybody?
Pastor Joseph. I don't know what's going on with his phone. Listen, we can't keep pausing. Let's keep moving on. Listen, let me go ahead and throw my comment in on that.
Fix it up, Doc. Fix it up, Doc.
Listen, this is what I get from that right there. Okay? When he's telling us do not be conformed to this world, that right there is like a it's like your daddy telling you something that you don't do it.
Keep it simple. That's
you,
all.
You know, and daddy told you. The thing about it is that are we listening? You know, we don't want to listen. So when you grew up, you heard that a hard head made a soft bottom. You know what I'm saying?
Sure did.
And it still works today. You know what I'm saying? It really does. And the thing about it is that you'd rather be beat down by your mom and daddy than to feel the wrath of God. You know what I'm saying? And you play with that out there. But when he says do not conform to the pattern of this world, he's telling you something that you should not be doing. But we've done it. But then he tells you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind is conformed to the world. So you don't even hear him. And then he said you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. You can't understand what God's will is if you're seeing what the world's will is. So it's like this, simple and plain to you, is God or nothing. You either going to listen. God said you either hot or cold because lukewarm, he spit out your mouth. So you can't straddle the fence.
Not with my
So you
way.
Either you either down with him or you're not. Simple as that. It's the simplest way to put it to you. God or nothing. How about that? Let's see if Pastor Joseph can hear it. Pastor Joseph, are you there? Okay, so we're going to keep it moving. We're at the bottom of the hour. And we're going to take a quick break, and we come back. We're going to let everybody throw some final comments in, and we're going to get out of here, man. It's been pretty good. I'm glad that things are going the way they're going. We got a lot of work to do, and the thing about it is that we got to start looking in the mirror and taking a look at ourselves. The biggest enemy, enemy is the inner me, okay? That is our biggest enemy, the inner me. And that means when I look at myself, I need to ask God to show me my flaws so that I can correct myself. See, listen, there's nothing I can do for you until I'm right, right? So I got to go to God every day too, all day. You know, I got to stay before because I'm held to a high standard when it comes to punishment. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm a teacher preacher. So you know what I'm saying? My punishment gonna be different than yours. You know what I'm saying? Because I was ordained and anointed and appointed to an office. You know what I'm saying? In the church. You know what I'm saying? So God views me differently because I'm helping to lead his sheep. You understand what I'm saying? So if I'm leading you astray, I got to suffer for that. You know what I'm saying? But then also, if I'm not doing God's work, I'm still going to suffer for it. So I would rather not lead you astray, tell you the truth, and do his work so there will be no suffering for me. And we come on here every night to help you and keep from suffering too. How about that? Let me see if I can take a couple minutes. Pastor Joseph, are you there, sir? Try this again.
I hope so. Can you hear me? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with your phone, brother. So go ahead and throw your question out there real quick.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question, it'll be how to minister to, like, he, she's. I ran across one the other day, not being disrespectful, but it was kind of weird because I prayed with him or her, and I kept saying her or him. So how would we do that in our own? But I know we haven't all ran across that issue, but I tried to stick to the word and just declare the word over their life. But I found out that was kind of issue. I kept saying he, Lord, bless her, bless him,
yeah.
And that was kind of issue. How can we do better if we run across that again? Thank you.
Yeah. All right. I hear you over there, Elder Melvin. You say you've been there, so we throwing the mic to you first, sir. Take your 2 minutes. Your 2 minutes starts right now, sir. Break chain.
Let me give you all. You got a rule of thumb. You have a formula. A rule of thumb is, look at gravity. What goes up must come down. My daddy said, I made you male and female. Okay. I don't care how we look. We all built the same. Men have genital and women do too. But he did something that man cannot touch. He put what you call a reproductive system in a female. I'm going to tell you just like it is. He put a sperm in a male. You can cut off, add on all you want until you come up with that reproductive system. You're a woman. Until you can get rid of the sperm, you are a man. I don't care how you look at it. My dad didn't make no mistake. He already knew we were going to do this foolishness. And I'm on the field where there's nothing but people like that. I never went that way. And I said, no, God, no, something's not right. I was a little bit of boy. And I said, why are so many doing this? My dad made me a man. I'm going to be a man. My dad made you a woman. You're going to be a woman. You address him as what he is. He's a man. Hey, sir. He's a woman. Hey, man. Boom, bam. Thank you, man. I'm done with that.
All right. I just want to just ask her if she want to comment on that. Sister Adams, do you have something to say on that? I know you sit back listening. Just want to ask you, want to have a comment on that. Okay.
What's the question again?
How to confront the homosexuality, the transgender. Do you want to comment on that?
Ooh, baby, because I have a god brother that's into that, and he's at heart and at mind, he's right with God. Like, he read his Bible and things like that. But at the end of the day, I say it's your choice, because just know through the good and the bad, you made that choice. God, don't blame on God. That was your choice. And everybody says some choices, it comes with consequences. So if you know you were born a man and you want to become a woman and you want to change the image on the outside into a woman, you can't fault people for judging you. You can't. Because if you know your heart and your mind is made up and it's with God, you wouldn't care what nobody think of you. And I love him to death. And he's right with himself. He's doing good. He's on the right path with his life. He's happy. As long as he's happy, I'm happy. So I understand that's not how, God created us. He created us, man and woman. But some people, I don't know. I guess it's from childhood, what they was exposed to. So dealing with exposure, and it goes a long way, what you expose your child to. So I really don't. I don't judge them kind. I love them.
Amen.
Well, you do, yeah, baby.
That's good. We definitely don't judge
people. Part of it.
Yeah, we definitely don't judge anybody. Wasn't trying to make you answer that like you're judging. We just wanted to get your opinion, how you felt about it.
Yeah.
And thank you for participating in that. I see Pastor Kemp has joined us, so we're going to bring him on here. He came in into the 2-minute warning, and we only got a few minutes left in the show. But I want to make this comment before I bring him on. Listen, when you go back to the first book of the Bible, book of Genesis, you start going down into verse 26 of the first chapter, and God says, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea, you know, the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, and everything." But then he goes down in 27 and says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And he blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it." He told them to rule over and everything. So my thing is be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Two men can't be fruitful and increase in number, number one. Two women can't be fruitful and increase in number without sperm. That's number two. And then I want to go down to over to the book of Jude, chapter 7. And in there he says, "And don't forget Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring towns, which were filled with immorality and every kind of sexual perversion. And those cities were destroyed by fire and serve as a warning of the eternal fire of God's judgment." Why did that type of judgment come on Sodom and Gomorrah like that? It's because they were also male cult prostitutes in the land. And also remember that those male prostitutes went after God's angels when they came in to get Lot and his family out. Here's the other thing that I'm going to put in there, and I'm going to bring our overseer on. It says in Leviticus 18, verse 22, it says, "Do not practice homosexuality, having sex with another man as with a woman. It is a detestable sin in God's eyes."
Detestable.
So I just needed to put that out there. We still in this 2-minute warning, and we're going to go ahead and break this, but I want to bring the overseer on. Let's say good evening to everybody. God bless you, Pastor. Good evening to you, sir. We inside the 2-minute warning. Actually, we're at the last of it right now, and you're right there at it. So homosexuality, how to confront it, Pastor. God bless you. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Our prayers are still with you, sir, as we pray for you.
Well, there's only one way to confront it, is to tell the truth. If you are a Christian, you have to tell the truth. It's abomination. The Bible says abomination of against God. It's, and in other words, it makes God want to puke. Okay. I have nothing against gay people or anything like that. If I had a son or grandson or granddaughter, I love them, but I hate what they're into. There's no way that a man can become a female. He could get it. He could clip it, snip it, cut it off, tuck it under, whatever. He still have X and Y chromosomes.
Yeah.
He could get hormone injections. He still have X and Y chromosomes. A female have two X chromosomes. You can never change that.
Come on, Doc.
God made us to be fruitful and multiply. Men don't have babies. It takes a man and a lady, a male and a female to come together. And he said, be fruitful, multiply, subdue, and replenish. Very mean. People are going to die, but we got to replenish it by, you know, the male and the female. God created us at free will, moral agent. That's why man fell into sin, was because he's a free will, moral agent. They want to be female because that's what they want to do, not because a female want to be a man, because that's in their mind. God created a free will, moral agent. We could say yes or no to anything. But God did not create them, certain females, to be a male.
didn't create certain males to be a female. I grew up around one of my neighbors was like that. And when we first started growing up, he wasn't like that. But then he looked better than certain ladies, a good many of them. He all of a sudden, that was what he said. He came out of the closet and said that's what he wanted to be. But, you know, we need to just call a spade a spade. If you call homemongling a sin, homosexuality is a sin. If you call stealing a sin, we have to say what thus said the Lord. I don't care who it is. If it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Homosexual, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because they wanted to sleep with the angels. And Lot offered, now he offered his daughters. But they said, no, we want the men. What kind of mess is that? Well, that's like putting your private parts in a toilet full of BM. That's all you're doing, bringing disease into the world. I'm just being for real with. I'm just telling the truth. That's all that's right. And so God had this reason why he said for us two men not to lie together. But now, if a person that I don't have any, I've been pastoring. I have gay people in the church that I pastor. I don't beat them up or anything, but when it comes time for the talk about the different sin, homosexual, I call a sin because I'm going to go the way the Bible says. I'm not here to please no man. I'm here to please God. If I preach to please people, I won't please God. When I preach to please God, I'm not pleasing the people because everybody have their own vices that they would like to live and how they would like to live it. But there's only one way, and that's God's way or no way. I don't care. I'm not perfect, but I know one thing. I'm striving for perfection, but I know I never make it there, but I'm going to try for it. And we need to stop saying about, well, them people just like that. No, they're sinners. Just like anybody going out there committing adultery, fornication, if a person out there is burglarizing, stealing people, it's a sin. A sin is a sin, and we need to call it what it is. You can't sugarcoat that. It's all time right, that we stand up. Either you're for me or you're against me. You're going to stand up for my word or you're going to veer out against it. God bless
you. That's good. And that is good right there. You either for him or against him. Boy, look at him. Well, I'm for him. You know, he's going to do it. Pastor Joseph, you had something you wanted to comment on before we take this quick break. We got to get our final comment. Go ahead, sir. Pastor Joseph.
Yes, sir. This Saturday, I had ran across a transgender. They was from California. I knew it was a very critical moment because I probably never would have seen them again. They was at a gas station. And I went to minister to them. I could kind of sense that it was a woman. But when I started talking to them, I realized it was a man. So they was like, I just don't know if things going wrong. I don't know why I'm in Alabama, this and that. So it clicked, you know, for a prayer or something. So I went to praying and praying and praying. Then I got confused. I was like, God bless her, bless him. But so that happened. And I believe they was blessed, but so later on, God was ministering to me about that and like how to deal with that next time. And it was like a prophecy he showed me. Speak those things, be not as though they were, and just say, child of God, as I pray, God bless this child of God. Use him in the name of Jesus. Let this child of God know. And that kind of settled, just trying to discern it was a he or she. And so that really blessed me as God ministered that to me. I pray that it blessed somebody else. If they run across somebody like that, you know, I was just speaking in advance that they will be a child of God, even if they wasn't or were. But I found out just substitute child of God, it kind of covered he and she. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. That's good. Amen to that. Everybody, I hope you heard that. You know, just call him a child of God. You know what I'm saying? Because whoever it is still God's creation. So let's make sure. Take a quick break. We come back. We're going to get our quick comments in. I've got a few minutes left in the show, and we're going to get out of here. Hang on, y'all. We'll be right back because God knows YAT Radio is on, Breaking Chains.
To give up, cause the stars
thought things could never get better until I made the choice. Decided to follow God's plan, take hold of His promises, hold to God's unchanging. How much we can bear.
Just how much we can bear.
So you say you've got it bad, and it seems like no one understands. You're feeling alone.
Somehow your faith seems all gone.
Cast your care on the one who is able to do exceedingly above all that we could ever ask or think. For He knows and He cares. He sees
with Young Adult Talk
on YAT Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show, man. What a powerful show tonight. We'd like to thank everybody for turning us on and being present and accounted for with us. Man, what a blessing, what a blessing. I pray that something was said that will break chains in your life, bring you in a closer relationship with God, and allow Jesus to be a part of your life and be your Savior as well as, you know, like He's our Savior, and be the cornerstone of your life and let the Holy Spirit lead you. All right, let's get our final comments in. Let's go to our ladies first. Sister Marquita, your final comments. Take a minute and give your final comments to the people. The mic is open for you, ma'am.
I really appreciate you guys, and I enjoy tonight. And one thing I'm doing currently is walking by faith and not by sight. And I wanted to say good night and thank you for having me.
God bless you. Thank you. And much love to you and your family. God bless you. Thank you for being here. No comment, sir. Elder Melvin.
Yes. Oh,
your final comment.
Yes, sir. I just want to say, you know, it is a joy. I find it to be more exciting each day that I do this, and I'm pretty sure other people just try it and see. But what I need you to do is find your foundation. You're going to find that in the book of Galatians. Take your time. Galatians is not long at all. And then on top of that, I want you to study the 27th chapter, I mean the 27th book of Psalm. Did I say it right, Pastor?
Yes,
27th
sir.
Psalm? Okay, that's what I need you guys to do. Don't concentrate on nothing else in that Bible. One that don't know Christ. I'm mainly talking to you. Go with Galatians 5 and 6 and concentrate on the 27th Psalm. It's good. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. All right, Pastor Joseph, your final comment, sir.
Yes, sir. I just want to encourage the people, you know, being a tribe of Judah, I thank God that we're still here. And, you know, Judah in Hebrew, it means to praise the Lord. And I want to encourage people, hey, praise the Lord, because it was through the strength of God, you know, that the Israelites, they conquered their enemy. And God had Judah to go out first for a reason. You know, we must praise God. You know, he sent them out to praise. Praises must go up. You know, we must give glory to God in the midst of everything going on. You know, we are the tribe of Judah. And the one thing about the tribe of Judah, you know, the south region of Jerusalem, it became the most powerful and the most important tribe. And it wasn't a coincidence that they produced kings, great kings like King David, King Solomon. You know, and it also was prophesied, you know, that the Messiah will come among them members. But we are part of the tribe of Judah, and I want to encourage you to praise the Lord no matter what you're going through. Thank you. Thank you. It's written. Amen. Bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. Okay. Pastor Kim, can you give your final comment, and then I'm going to give my Black History tip and then come back to you to pray us out. But your final comment, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I would just like to just say I enjoy each and every one who spoke tonight. Just remember, we live by the word of God. It's not by how we feel about different issues or what we think is correct. That's why I say trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. The tribe of Judah was the most southernmost tribe, them and Benjamin. And when God was blessing Jacob, Jacob blessed his children, and he said that the scepter would not depart from Judah. And it was talking about the kingship. All kings was to come through the tribe of Judah, and Jesus is the flag that the tribe of Judah had a lion. So they gave, Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Many slaves that came over carry some DNA from Judah, the tribe of Judah. I don't think all of us, but a good many of us are remnants from it through the great dispersion. When Jerusalem fell in AD 70, a lot of them fled. Most of the people fled to Africa, fled south. You don't run into a marching army, and the army was coming from north, so you don't run into the Roman army. You run away from it, and Caucasians have no right to even be there, calling themselves Israel, Hebrews. I mean, they don't call themselves Hebrew. They don't call themselves Israelite. They call themselves Jews. They are not Jews. They take up Judaism. But anyway, God bless each and everyone. I'm just glad to be here with you guys. And Minister Melvin said it. I wish that more people would tune in, because Pastor William is a powerful teacher, a powerful preacher, and a true man of God who put together these different ministries. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you very much. Everybody, just thank you for coming on and entrusting us to you and into your lives. To preach the word of God and to teach the word of God. Let me get my my quick Black History honoree in tonight. Her name is Miss Charlotte E. Ray. Miss Charlotte E. Ray became the first female African-American lawyer in the United States in 1872. She continued to break new ground for women and African-Americans when she became the first woman granted permission to argue cases in front of the Supreme Court. Despite these achievements, prejudice kept her from successfully maintaining a private practice. She spent her later life teaching public school and championed social causes such as women's suffrage. Our Black History honoree, Miss Charlotte E. Ray,
Amen. All right. Don't forget, here's your health tip for tonight. Don't forget to do your stretching and your exercising. Every morning, every evening, stretch and get your exercise on. Drink plenty of water. 64 ounces of water to be exact. That's the minimum amount of water you're supposed to put into your body. That's 4 16-ounce bottles, or get your 8 glasses, put your 8 ounces in it, drink it up. Eat your fruit, eat your vegetables, cut back on all the fried foods and the junk food, and give me one day out of the week that you eat no meat, become a vegetarian. Study, read, get into the Word of God, study it, study it, study it, pray without ceasing, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. We need you healthy, mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. Continue to walk with God in all your doings. Keep him first. His scripture tells you to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Don't forget tomorrow night,
amen,
7 p.m., Pastor Kent with History Talk. Get on the line and learn who you are and whose you are. That's every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Break your chains with History Talk. Pastor Kemp, can you pray us out, please, sir?
Yes, sir. God bless each and every one. I would just like to say I lost another distant cousin and a great friend of mine, Robbie Collins, and I've been having funerals just behind one behind another. I have another one this weekend that I'm going to have to preach in. Just get close to the Lord. I pray that every one of us get close to the Lord, but we don't know when we're leaving. Eternal Father, we come in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Father, we come, Lord, asking, Lord, that we praying, Lord, that there was something said, something done in this podcast, this radio talk show, that gave us more knowledge of your holy word. And we ask that you bless the men and women of God who spoke from their hearts tonight. And, Lord, we ask a special blessing on them. Make their homes homes of love, homes of peace, and homes of prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless all of us, that you would lift us up where we're torn down, Lord, and strengthen us, Lord, where you're weak. You know where we're weak. You know where we stand in need of. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for joy. We thank you for pain. We thank you, Lord God, for the food on our table, the clothes on our back. We thank you for the shelter we live in. We thank you, Lord God, for our children and grandchildren. We thank you for mothers and fathers, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for wisdom and knowledge that you grant us from on high. Now, Father, we ask, Lord, that you would forgive us if we have sinned by omission or commission. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would give us an extra portion of your anointing that we could go out and preach, teach this sin-sick, dying world. Lord, look at America, because we've always been divided. America has always been a racist country. Now, Lord, please, Lord, open the eyes to let people see just how racist we're. And if we call ourselves Christian, you see, say, love one another as you've loved us. We need to come together, black, white, I don't care, rich or whatever. We need to come together as one. And Lord, let us not judge of people, but let you be the judge. You say you will separate the wheat from the tare. For that we say thank you. Now, Lord, we ask a special blessing upon this program and each and every one who speaks on the program. Bless all the homes that we're reaching, Lord. Let them get something for them. Let them learn that, let there be praise be continued in their mouth to the God, to the Lord Almighty. Now, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would bless this broadcast, Reverend William, as he go forth with his ministry, Lord. Give him a special anointing that he could reach out and touch every man, woman, boy, and girl, allowing them to understand that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. To that we say thank you. Lord, we just praise you and we love you, Lord, and we're going to always celebrate you. You said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So that I say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I love everybody, black, white, rich, and poor, and there's nothing you could ever do about it. Good night.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for that. All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. History Talk with Dr. LaVert Kemp. Have yourself a blessed evening. Good night, everybody. Peace. We gone, y'all. See you later. Good night.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio.
where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.